Brilliance Audio.
The Whole Time by Katherine Bybee. Performed by Devon Sorvery. Chapter 1. Selena juggled the cardboard box from one hip to the other as she attempted to open the door to her room. It would have been easier to leave the door open, but that would invite an argument from her parents, who still refused to accept that she was moving out. It didn't matter that her 26th birthday had passed by 6 months ago, or that none of her friends still lived with their parents. She was Italian, second generation in America, and the traditions and culture brought over by her grandparents were ones her parents insisted on following today. Daughters lived with their parents until they were married. Then and only then did they move away. Daniela, Selena's older sister, had squeezed some of their parents' hard-headedness out of them at the age of 19. She moved out and found herself pregnant within a year, completely messing up Selena's life from that day forward. Selena was exhausted by the constant critique of her life and was finally bucking the system. It was before the sun came up early, and her parents were still asleep. Most of the time, she was sneaking in at this hour, only now she was tiptoeing out. Her shoes sat on top of the box in her arms, and her purse was slung over her shoulder. This was the last of the 6 boxes that she could shove in her small car for the short drive to her new place. With careful precision, one well practiced, she backed out the door and quietly closed it behind her. The WD-40 she'd squeezed into the hinges to avoid the squeak had paid off. Releasing a soft breath, she turned on her heel and straight into her father's chest. She squealed so loud, the sound of her voice bounced off the walls in the hallway. Selena's heart rate skyrocketed, and her stomach launched to her throat. "Holy shit, Papa!" Her mother came running from their bedroom, yelling, "What happened?" Her father glared, his bulky arms crossed over his chest. "You scared the crap out of me," Selena chided. Her mother had grabbed the god-awful yellow ball of fuzz she called a bathrobe before storming toward them. "What do you think you're doing?" her father asked. She looked at the box in her hands and back at him. "I think that's obvious. Sneaking away in the middle of the night." It wasn't a question. Technically, it's first thing in the morning. "Don't get smart with me," her father scolded. "Yes, Papa." Selena struggled to look at him over the bulk of the box and her dirty tennis shoes that were blocking her view. "I thought this would be easier." He reached for the box and started to pry it from her arms. She attempted to hold on. The struggle resulted in her shoes sliding to the floor, one of which landed on the edge of her toe and made her yelp. Her father wasn't a tall man, but he outweighed her by a good 80 pounds that he used to push around her. The door to her bedroom flung open, and he dumped the box in the middle of the doorway. He lifted his chin and narrowed his eyes as he looked around her room. Selena knew what he saw. Even though she'd left a smattering of her personal belongings in her dresser and on the walls, most of the things she held dear were either boxed up or already at her new place. "You've been busy," she sighed. It was then her mother joined her father as they inspected the bedroom. "I've respected your thoughts and beliefs on when is the right time for me to move out. This is how you show your respect." Her dad was pissed. "Did it ever occur to you that maybe I won't get married? Don't be ridiculous." Her mother clicked her tongue. This was an old argument, one Selena had danced around many times with her parents. "It's occurred to me, especially with everyone in her
Sample complete. Ready to continue?